We continue our learning, Leili Nishbas David ben Menachem, Murishim Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Trumos Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ein Tormin Mimin al She'eino Mino. Person is not permitted to designate Truma from one species of produce on another species of produce. So if you have, I need to separate Truma from wine, I can't now say, well, I don't want to take off any of the wine, so I'm going to take off some grain from this barrel, and that will suffice for the wine that's over there. That's not allowed. Where do we derive this from? Through three possibilities. Some claim it's based on the pasuk in Parashas Korach, which is a source of Truma, Kol Chelev Yitzhar, V'chol Chelev Tiros V'dagon. The pasuk here actually has a separate statement. Chelev Yitzhar refers to the choicest of oil. And then it says again, V'chol Chelev Tiros V'dagon. So it's what you said Kol Chelev once, now you say Kol Chelev again. You said it once for oil, and then you said it again for wine and grain. So the fact that it's written twice, that oil is its own category, it shows you that you can't separate oil, that you can't separate wine or grain for oil, or vice versa. You can't have truma from wine and grain that comes from oil. And the fact that oil is written individually, so that teaches us that the tirosh, the wine and the dagon and the grain will also follow the same sort, the same halacha. Some claim it's from the pasuk also there in Parshas Korach, Vaharosem, Vaharemosem, Mimenu Trumas Hashem, Maser Men Amaser, Mimenu. Mimenu can be read as the word Mimino, from its species, and you can only give Trumas Maser, and the same thing would be true when it comes to Truma, only from its species. The Rambam learns it from the pasuk which we've quoted many times, V'nech Shav Lachem Trumaschem Kadogon Min Hagoren V'chamaleya Min Hayekev, which is that dagon is only has to comes from the goren. It's only grain can only serve as truma for that which comes from the threshing floor, from other grain. And the same thing is true for yekev. It comes to wine only truma that what comes from the vat, but not one for the other, not grain for wine or vice versa. And vim taram, and even after the fact, if he did so, ain truma sar truma, the truma is not effective at all, because it's from a different species. But what about within the same species? Kol min chitim echad, says the Mishnah. All species of wheat are the same. The different types of wheat. I have some wheat that's reddish wheat and white wheat are all the same. I can separate from one barrel, one pile of reddish wheat on behalf of white wheat or vice versa. Kol min te'enim ugrogros udvela echad. Mishnah says, the same thing is true when it comes to figs. Te'enim are fresh figs, grogros are dried figs, devela is where we have pressed figs. So I can take one from the other. Vitore mizal zeh, says Mishnah, they're all considered the same. Figs also come in different varieties. You have lighter, you have darker. The same thing is true here. And even though these, when it comes to pressed figs versus dried figs versus fresh figs, they're at different stages as we know now, that the process has been completed. But nonetheless, one could have argued that there are different stages, one being fresh, one being dry. Nonetheless, you can take truma one from on the other. Kol Mishnah continues, Sheyesh Kohen Torem Min HaYafer, V'chol Makom She'en Kohen Torem Min HaMiskayim. This is going to be subject to dispute. Rabbi Yehuda will dispute this halacha, but the Mishnah is here to tell us the following. Literally means, any time when there's a Kohen available, then I should take Truma from that which is better, the choicest, the better quality. But in a place where a Kohen's not available, better to take Truma from that which is Miskayim, that which will last. What does this mean? So the Pasuk we've mentioned several times is this Kol Chelev. Chelev means the fat, the best. Take Truma from that which is the best. Now that would be true if a Kohen is available. I want to give him the fresh figs, let's say, the fresh dates. So that would be best for him. Because, or the fresh grain, because that's the choicest, that's the chalif. But let's say I don't have a Kohen available. So then, when it comes to certain items, maybe certain fruits or certain, maybe grain lasts a long period of time, but I should give him rather from that which is miskayim. What does it mean? I'm not going to give him yet. I have to separate truma. There's no Kohen available. So why would I separate fresh figs when those are going to spoil? Better to separate out dried figs. or whatever it is that I'm separating out. It should always be that which is coming from the miskayim. Fresh figs may be superior in quality to dried figs, but since they spoil quickly, if a kohen is not available, so then better give him from that which the dried figs, which we know they're more likely to remain and to last. That would be the choicest in this context. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, la'ola mutore min ayofer. Rabbi Yehuda says you always should separate from the better one, the better quality, irrelevant what the circumstances are. That's the choicest portion, and that's what you're supposed to give him, and that's what you're supposed to separate out, even if there's no kohen available. There are the Rishonim interestingly explain that this halacha that I should take min hamiskayim may only be a din derabbanan. Could be that Tanakama understands that min d'oraisa kol chelif means regardless if there's a coin available, but the Pasuk doesn't speak about a coin being available. So if the Pasuk says kol chelif, that means I should take the best, a superior quality. If that means fresh figs are the best, that's why I have to separate it out min d'oraisa, even if there's no coin available. The Rabbanim came along and said, take min hamiskayim. So Rabbi Huda's halacha is then very well understood. That Rabbi Huda says, no, if the din d'oraisa is that I separate from the best, I separate from the best, regardless of a kohen is available or not. Perek Beis Mishnah Hey seems to be, according to many Rishonim, a continuation of this previous Mishnah. As the Mishnah here says, according to the Tanakhama, Tormin Batzal Katan Shalem V'lo Chatzi Batzal Gadol. Person should separate out as Truma and rather a smaller onion, even though the smaller onions are not as good as the larger onions. The larger onions would be the choicest, would be the chelev, the kol chelev of the onions. Nonetheless, you're better taking a full onion that's smaller, v'lo chatzi basal gadol, rather than a half an onion that's cut already, it's already split, which we know is going to spoil quickly. Once again, this is an example, and we're assuming that according to the Mishnah is where a kohen is not available. So better to take min hamiskayim, says the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, as we would expect, loki, not so. Elachatzi batzol gadol. Take the half of the larger onion. Why? The larger onions are tastier. The larger onions are superior quality. So even though it's in half and you don't have a coin available, it may spoil quicker than the smaller, full, complete onion. Nonetheless, that's what you give to the kohen. V'chein haya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tormin bitzolim mibidei ha-medina al ha-kufrim, aval lo min ha-kufrim al b'nei ha-medina. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? So a person should separate as truma the onions, the variety of onions that's normally eaten by b'nei medina, people who live in the city, rather those which were eaten by those who live in the village. And this is true according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if there's no kohen. Now, what does it mean? So the onions eaten by the people who lived in the city were actually of superior quality than ones who lived in the village. So Rabbi Yehuda is coming to tell us, and he's going to explain why that is. Now, even though the city, those who lived in the city had the better onions, the superior quality onions, the people who lived in the villages had onions that had a longer shelf life. So according to Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, it shouldn't matter. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that you should designate the onions of the people who are B'nai Medina, because they're superior quality, regardless of the fact that they're going to spoil before the ones that are from the Kufrim. And then the Mishnah says at the end, why is this so? Mipnei shehu machol politikin, political. What does it mean? It's food for nobility. The city dwellers' onions are of superior quality to the villagers' onions because they were the choice of those people of nobility, and they would eat the tastier food. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would always choose the B'nai Medina superior quality onions over the ones of the villagers, even though the villagers' ones' onions would last longer. Now, as I mentioned, that this Mishnah seems to just be almost a repetition of the previous Mishnah, something we'd be able to figure out. Obviously, an onion that's complete is going to last longer than an onion that's split in half. So I could have figured out this Machlokas, Tanakam, and Rabbi Yehuda without this Mishnah. Based on that, it's possible that that's why the Rambam has a different interpretation of this Mishnah. The different interpretations of this Mishnah are actually found in Maseches Brachos and Daf Lamed Tes in the in the discussion of foods, when we're speaking about a shalem, a food that is, or fruit, or a piece of bread that is complete. And the Rambam understands that the Mishnah here, it has nothing to, not talking about what a Kohen is not available. The Mishnah here is even where a Kohen is available. Wow. What does that mean? So according to the Rambam, the Tana Kama holds that the smaller complete onion should be designated as truma rather than the larger split onion, cut onion, even though there is a Kohen here. I'm giving the Kohen the less tastier onion, even though he's right here. Why? Because it's whole. What does that mean? The opinion here is that the Tana Kama holds that that wholeness, a shalem, has greater significance than being tastier. So when I want to determine what's kol chelev, what's the choicest portion, it sounds like the way the Rambam learns the Mishnah is that the Tana Kama claims that shalem actually wins out over that which is tastier. That's his interpretation. So, and that has a bearing on halacha. Now, halacha, we often, when we speak about brachos on food, shalem takes, has greater significance. And that's why, the Rambam learned the Mishnah, possibly the Mishnah a little bit differently, because otherwise this Mishnah wouldn't be adding anything that I don't know from the previous Mishnah. Nonetheless, mostly we showed him understand this is the same achlokas, and the discussion here is where, a Kohen is not available, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda nonetheless will say, I give the tasty one, and the Tanakhama will say, I give the one that lasts longer.